nationwide of this total of abortions, 4,676 women used a certain form of, and 48 with regards to the trend in abortions since the adoption of the law, there's been an increase to reaching a 10,373 cases in 2018, and since then the figures have stabilized in around 10,000 per year abortions. It's important to highlight also that since the adoption of the law, that out of the total of consultations on abortions, in around 6% of the users continue with their pregnancy. In 2021 there were 10,699 consultations, out of which 588, namely 5.5%, continued with their pregnancy. This data on the age of the users corresponds to users 88.1% over 21 and 11.3% who were adolescents between 15 and 19, and 0.6% who were under 15. Between 2013 and 2021, there was a report of one death through an abortion. We should highlight that during the pandemic, these abortions continued to operate normally, including in presence, pursuant to what was established by the guidelines and the notification sent by the Ministry of Public Health to the service providers. A point which was mentioned, and I would like to be very clear on this, in the conscientious objection, whilst it is true that a doctor can put forward a conscientious objection to refuse when the situation arises, and there is a concern, though, that in the centre all the doctors might be conscientious objectors, but it's important that if a professional has a conscientious objection in the case of abortion, he or she is legally obliged to provide for a timely and effective referral to a colleague who is not a conscientious objector, and not convey personal opinions to the user. Should not in any way influence the user. The objector cannot hamper or delay the process or discourage a woman on the basis of his or her convictions. With regards to migrants, there was a question also specifically on migrants. We do not specifically register any person in Uruguay under the law who's been there for less than a year and uses the system is entitled to abortion and is not asked for official residence documents. If an abortion occurs for serious causes and there's a risk to the life of the mother or complications, you do not need any residence permit either. You do not need to prove your status to be entitled to the care. So there is no, therefore, obstacle. So conscientious objection does not mean that there is an obstacle, and this is what public health tells us, that is not a problem, because there has to be a referral by law. Thank you very much. Microphone for the speaker. With regards to the concerns on LGBTI people and discriminations connected thereto, I'd like to give the floor to Rosa Mendes from the Ministry of Social Development. Thank you very much,